Isaiah 64:1-9. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nation to quake before you. For you did awesome things that we did not expect. You came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember you always. But when we continue to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like ones who are unclean, and our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We are all shriveled up like a leaf. Like the wind, our sin sweeps us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay a hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have given us to be our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are not clay. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure. Lord, do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. The word of God for the people of God.
Well, once again, today is our first Sunday of Advent. Advent is the Christian season of spiritual preparation for Christmas, as many of you know. Most Christian Americans may not know what Advent is. They may be unfamiliar with Advent. For most, the end of Thanksgiving, it just signals the beginning of Christmas time, right? For many folks, we're in Christmas time. And so with this new season, there are many different traditions that we have, that you may have, and some of those may be spiritual, and some of them may not be spiritual. They may just be how we kind of begin the, once again, Christmas time, the Christmas season. So let me ask you, what are the traditions that you tend to keep at the very beginning of Advent, or what we call Christmas time? What are some of the things you all have done in your homes, in your lives, to kind of prepare in the past couple of weeks? You have decorated. Decorated where? You put up a tree. You decorated the tree. Yes. Yeah, we've got to blow up Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And so, yeah, we're those people in our neighborhood. Just so you know that your pastor is representing you well with the parsonage. What else are y'all doing to get ready? Prepare for the Christmas dinner. Yep, very good. Set up nativities in the house. Yeah. There we go. Send Christmas cards to friend and family. Hallmark movies. Yes, yes. I mean, I'm saying yes, but inside I'm thinking, no. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're good. What? Anything else? Anything else y'all are doing to get ready? Baking. Ah, baking. Because you had some cookies this morning, right? Were all those cookies good? Everybody enjoyed their cookies? Did I get saved any cookie? Oh, I didn't. Hopefully there'll be some cookies for me. Well, we're doing all the same things. We are doing all those same things, putting up the tree, putting up the lights. We watch our cheesy Christmas movie. I put up the outdoor lights, and she's never happy with the way I do it the first time. And so, did I miss anything else we do? I think that, huh? Shopping. Yeah, we do some shopping. Definitely do some shopping. Amazon has been coming to the door. So we do all those things. So, you know, we typically begin the season of Advent with all those different things. And Advent begins really spiritually very similar to Lent. It's a similar theme. It begins with the repentance of sin. And hopefully you probably heard that in the scripture text pretty heavily. At the beginning of Lent, right, we go forward some. Lent, the lectionary scripture readings, are those historical readings that we've always kind of read and preached during those times. So before Lent, it begins with John the Baptist. And John the Baptist reminds us of the need to repent entering into the season of Lent. At the beginning of Advent, the lectionary scriptures tends to go to Isaiah, who does the same thing. who the prophet Isaiah reminds us we must repent and get ready and prepare ourselves. And so Isaiah is speaking to the Jewish people in Jerusalem. And in our passage, Isaiah is petitioning God to not continue to punish Jerusalem in his anger against them because of their sin that they've been experiencing as people in their nation. And so Isaiah is warning the Jews that they had become very laxed in their pursuit of godliness, in their pursuit of God. And so in verse 7, we see that Isaiah said, "No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have given your face, you have hidden your face from us and given us over to our sins." Isaiah is here to remind us, as we enter into the season of Advent, lay hold of God. Lay hold of God, because sometimes we let go of God. As Isaiah said, sometimes we let go because of sin in our lives. It creates separation and sometimes guilt and an inability. You don't have the desire anymore to go before God because you feel guilty about things in your life. And so during Advent, that's when we acknowledge that sin usually seems like a great short-term solution, but tends to just cause more destruction in our lives in the long term. And that's why, you know, those things are oftentimes named in Scripture, is because they do more long-term damage, even though they bring a short-term result that seems good to us in the moment. And so we let go of those sinful patterns and we lay hold of God. And sometimes we just get busy in life and we just forget that even a faith-based relationship still takes time from our lives. And some of you are like, and Pastor Jim, who has that? Who has time these days for those things? So we don't take time to pray and we don't take time to read Scripture and we don't take time to worship or to serve others. But the problem tends to be for the person who never has time for these faith activities, that you tend to make a poor God for yourself. Your priorities, your values, your goals, they tend to be self-serving, and frankly, they can leave you somewhat exhausted if you're not careful. And so God asks you to stop your busyness, stop all your rushing around. He asks you to pause, to pray, to worship, to serve others, because laying hold of God is the way that will lead you to peace and to rest in your life. So we tend to let go of God at times because of sin and because of the sin of busyness, just not having time for faith matters. But sometimes we let go because of hurts. Things happen, devastating things happen in your life, challenging things happen in your life. And so we become hopeless and full of fear and full of doubt. And you can become numb and maybe even angry towards God. And yet, the good news is that the very God that perhaps right now you're despising a little, that you're kind of apathetic towards this morning, that he has hope and healing in your future. He has a plan to renew you in your faith. And so today, our great God calls you to once again lay hold of him once more. He has walked you walk alone through this very difficult time, through this season of hardship. And today, he is drawing near to you. And so would you once again, would you draw near to him as well? Advent is a season of preparation and hope. And so the Christ will come soon, and he comes to heal the world. That is his plan, that he continues to live out year after year after year. And it's fine and appropriate to prepare for Christmas and all the cultural ways that we tend to do and have been doing. It's fine to put up your lights, to put up your tree, to have Christmas parties and to go to those and to send out Christmas cards. But do not miss Advent. Do not miss Advent. Do not miss the hope that has come to us this day and during this season. Once again, lay hold of God and prepare your hearts and your homes for the Son of God to enter in. The communion table has been set for you today. It has been prepared. as you receive communion this very first Sunday of Advent, take hold of that bread, take hold of the cup, and most importantly, take hold of God in all the ways that you can this morning. The communion table of God welcomes you into this holy season of Advent. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the season of Advent. We thank you that what comes with it is a very overlooked call to repentance and to turn from our sin. And Lord, our sin comes in all forms. And unfortunately, as we age, we just find new ways to sin in ways that we didn't even know would separate us from you and separate us from others. And so we find these things out. We become more aware because you help us come into awareness. We repent of these things. And so in this Advent season, help us to do that this morning. As we come to the table, the communion table, would you help us to lay down all of those things that we've desperately clung to in our selfishness and our short-sightedness? And would you help us to take you up, to lay our hands upon you, our hearts upon you, and that this communion time would be very symbolic of us doing that in our lives? It is in your Son's name we pray. Amen. If you would please stand for the communion hymn.